Hey.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. It's your favorite Caroline and Rashi, and I'm so glad we had two episodes where Faith filled in.
Oh,
she was
okay.
Great.
Good.
And then we had Sherman DeSalle.
Sherman filled
yes,
in.
Yes. He loved
that's
it. He's
great.
Like, wow, this is kind of like therapy. I
said, it
yeah,
is.
You need to listen to Caroline and Rashi. But we appreciate you, and we are talking about something that people cannot stop talking about. And it's really just so funny. And me and you haven't talked about this. But you know the whole play, Kiss Cam, Sitch. Well, there's updates to it, and
it's bad.
There's all these, like, they're so funny though, all these memes. And
yeah, I even saw the Philadelphia Phillies mascots did a little bit on it. The internet's blowing up. It's almost overkill though.
It is, but like I saw like the Coldplay cam at a, I think it was a, I don't know, some game. So it was like where you're with your couple, and then when it goes on, you like,
you duck down
or whatever. So anyway, people just can't stop talking about this because they were actually probably, like, it hasn't come out yet, but they were probably having an affair.
Oh, it has come out.
Oh, the, like...
Yeah, that the man in the video has issued an apology and stepped down from his job.
Well, yes, so that was, that is what I was going to just say. So, Andy Byron officially resigned from his position on Saturday after he was caught cuddling the company's head of HR. Both are
It's so cringe.
Both reportedly married to other people. See, we keep saying reportedly. So what I was trying to say is, like, I've seen pictures of them with their families. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so the company released a statement. This was on Saturday saying, quote, our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. And recently that standard was not met. Andy Byron has tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted.
I don't understand. If they would have just acted like normal human beings, and not
wouldn't
so
you
guilty.
Talk about this ahead of time, like if we were to be caught? Or
why on earth would you go and have an affair in a stadium filled with 60,000+ people or however many were there? I mean, this was a huge show. What are you thinking?
I don't understand. I mean, there's so many levels to this on why they were. And then that girl on the left, she apparently works for them as well,
and so she knows that this is banging.
That's why she's like red.
Yeah,
because she knew this was happening, and they both took pictures, apparently, with their families the day before.
Oh my gosh!
So it's just
so stupid.
And he apparently makes $50 million a year, which is a big chunk of change.
I mean, and allegedly, and obviously, the internet's filled with fake stuff. But like, we've seen someone who is saying that she is his daughter posting like really funny viral things about it.
Yes.
And I think it is his daughter, but you know, it's the internet.
Yes,
so
yes,
like
yeah,
this person says they are identifying as his daughter and her TikTok's blowing up because she's posting. I mean, she's like having fun with her posts are very like sarcastic and they're not like, she's not like getting on there like talking seriously, but like, wow.
I mean, I hope that the wife will get a lot of money for this.
Well, first of all, this dude was making big money. We're talking $500,000 a year maybe in his job. And now he...
No, they reported $50 million.
Oh, $50 million
a year. Yes.
Even more. Way more.
Way more than... Yes.
Well, hopefully he has saved some of that millions because I don't know what he's going to do from here.
Well, what I was talking about was the fact that if I found my significant other cheating, I would scheme it to where I would say, like, I knew that he was going to a Coldplay concert and had these tickets and found out, but saying that he's going to dinner with somebody or whatever, and then I would just give the camera operator whatever the heads up, like, you might want to turn to this couple right here, and then just sit and have wine and watch everything unfold. Wouldn't that be just so great?
You don't think that, like...
That's what I would have done.
Oh my gosh.
If you would have called me, that's what I told you to do, too.
Yeah, I've heard stories. I've never participated in this just because, I mean, I don't even know. But there have been, like, friends of mine and people that I know who have followed. They've climbed trees.
Yes.
They've gone to great lengths to catch one of their significant others in a cheating scheme. I've never participated. I've just heard the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so people do this. I mean, people, you know, there's one or the other. There's women or people in a relationship that sees evidence and they're like, what is this? Or there's people that would go more sneaky like you and would kind of follow and see how you could catch them in a more...
I did do that, actually.
Did you?
Yes. This was a long time ago, and the girl messaged me. And I don't really remember how it all panned out, but we became like pseudo friends. And we found out it was the same person. And then I decided to three-way with the person, and I was calling him and talking to him, and he was calling me babe and all of that and everything. And then she got on. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
See, I've had like the opposite happen where I wasn't cheating or anything, but I had like liked a guy who didn't live in town, and we had been kind of together, but then decided we weren't like gonna be a thing, but we still liked each other, and we ended up being together. But at the time, we were not a thing, so I was a news anchor in a small town, so a lot of people knew me, and would like send him or DM that guy like pictures of me out with other guys or guy, whatever, I'm not sure how many, but he would be like, yeah, like we're not, she can do whatever she wants, like we're not dating. But people love to catch people and like cause trouble. There are people like that. And so
that's so crazy.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. This guy was still getting pictures of me or people messaging him, like people that he's not even close with, or, you know, people he is close with, like messages and pictures of me, like either on dates or just like hanging out with like other men, because people love to stir up drama, and that's unfortunate. But
well, people who are not happy, he might have wanted to be with you.
And it was never like a issue because, again, like I was free to do whatever I wanted because of the, you know, we weren't together.
Right.
And so then kind of it, like once we did start dating, like people would be like, I thought she was like cheating on you. And it's like, literally no.
Yeah.
Like we literally weren't together. Like we were living our separate lives, but people just love the drama.
Yes.
So my point is like, that's in a little small town. Now you take this to a stadium of over 50,000 people, and you're standing there out in the open, and you're with people from the office. Like, why?
Well, can I also just say that I think this could have possibly been planned, because how do you have video of someone so clearly like taking it of the Jumbotron?
Well, I'm sure, I mean, he makes so much money, I'm sure those seats were great.
No, I know, but like why? I mean, like when you're at a game, you're not always getting video of the Jumbotron, right? Like there was somebody that was particularly getting video of the Jumbotron at that time.
I think there were thousands of people getting video of the Jumbotron because like I was just watching my friend's story from the Morgan Wallen concert, and she mostly was videoing the Jumbotron because she was far away from the stage. So like you can see it better on the Jumbotron. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the screens, like it's not necessarily just, the Jumbotron, but like the big screens that they set up.
But then to know that these two people, because nobody knows who these two people are, right? In a Coldplay concert, there's so many people.
But they acted so guilty. If they would have just acted normal, this would never have gone viral.
The guy, I'm forgetting his name, who was like, they're either having an affair or, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Coldplay guy. They're either having an affair or...
Oh, they're so shy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think they're that shy.
If they would have just like stood there, and if he would have just like gently like let his arms down, and they were like...
Maybe. See, I would have been like, just pretend like I'm choking or doing the Heimlich or something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe internally in their circle of their life, that would have blown up their social circles potentially, but like it wouldn't have gone viral across the internet.
Like, bottom line, don't cheat. Just don't do it. Just talk to your partner if you're not
or,
happy.
Like, be smarter about it, because that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
If you're going to have it, we do not promote affairs.
No, actually, also, I would also like to add my mother, my own mother, has also received phone calls in our small hometown that my father was out at a bar with a very attractive woman, and it seemed like they knew each other very well. It was his sister. It was Aunt Lisa.
Who would do that?
Like, and then one other time it was with his other sister, Aunt Darlene. And these are people, like, in our town that just, like... My mom's like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, that's my sister-in-law. Like, what? So that's my point. People already want to catch you doing something wrong. So you've like really, first of all, even for multi-millionaires, divorce is so expensive and it costs you so much money. It does so much damage to the kids.
Yes.
Usually, as long as, you know, the wife is a good person, like a sane person, not, you know, addicted to drugs or convicted on any charges or anything like that, like they're going to get custody of the kids.
Right.
Then your kids are going to hate you for a long time because of what you did to their mom. Mm-hmm. And even if they can push that aside, what a horrible example that you're setting for your daughter or your son.
Yeah.
The statistics go way up for if you're a divorced parent, your kids have a way higher percentage of getting divorced mm-hmm. in their life. I mean, mm-hmm. you could just go on and on and on. I've talked to people in my own life who just are normal people, not rich CEOs of companies, who said how costly divorces are and how mm-hmm. they'll never get married again because of how costly the divorce is. So yeah. It's just horrible.
It really is. All right, friends, we'll be right back. Okay, when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. We're talking about the happiest place on earth, now looking to create happy couples.
Aww.
Disney's announced it's launching an app specifically for fans. They're calling it Single Riders and plan to connect people who share a passion for all things Disney, like the parks, movies, everything in between. The app is expected to have tailored profiles, activity suggestions, and matching systems based on Disney-related interests. Single Riders is in the beta testing phase right now. It's going to launch soon, and I had to put this on our Instagram, Caroline and Rashi, and we got so many comments. I believe we have some of them here. We got one that says, that's goofy. There
goofy.
Was one that also quoted something from Toy Story. I believe we have that one as well. Your mom commented too. She's so funny. You've got a friend in
me.
Oh
my gosh, that's yep. another great one. That's a Toy Story reference.
And I think this is such a great idea because Disney people are hardcore Disney people, or you have like they, you have a commonality there. Hell yeah, it brings magic.
Yeah.
Another one. The crazy thing is that we wouldn't have found our significant others on a Disney.
No, we would not have. No, no.
And I love the fact that we are different.
Well, now, single Daniel would probably download, you know, prior to him getting married to you.
Right, yes.
Daniel would probably have. And I would have. I'm like, okay, I love Disney. I was actually, it's funny because going to Disney is very expensive, but there are a lot of like cost-cutting measures that you can take.
Yes, but there's so many adults that like I think it's such a great idea because there's so many adults like yourself mm-hmm. or Daniel who are like so into Disney, but like you're in your zone, right? Like you guys want to get up early.
Yeah.
You want to be on the ride. Yeah. You want to be able to check off all these things.
Totally.
Try all these new things. And for someone like you and this other person that you might meet on this app may have all these other differences that like attract you guys, but the one commonality is Disney.
Yeah.
So how awesome would it be to like always have that Disney connection?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I try to go every single year.
I know you
just
do.
Just like your husband.
Yes.
And it's fun. I've gotten Connor into it, and I know Daniel's gotten you into it, but you and Connor are never going to be as into it
no,
as
we are
Daniel.
Not. I think we would both agree with like, we're just supportive.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, yes, you can. You do you, and I'm I'll wear the ears and I'll do all of
yeah.
that, and it's cute. It's not a bad thing. It's just it's just we're not at that level, and,
right?
And you know,
yeah.
Like,
and that's probably a good thing because I feel like Disney adults, like I could get so crazy,
yes,
and I could be like, oh my gosh, we have to get this and buy this and do this and spend the extra money here
yes.
or there, and you need somebody to kind of bring you down to reality. Like literally, no, we don't need to do all of that.
Yes. Well, I'm really glad I met you for many reasons, but one of the other big reasons is the fact that like I used to think Daniel was the only one that was like this. Like there's so many.
Or,
but there's so many normal people. Like,
well, nobody would expect that me and Daniel would be these Disney adults. Like nobody
no,
would
no one
think
would
that.
Expect,
like
no.
literally, like it's not like we're walking around with like
no
Disney
Mickey ears
or what like
no,
things
no,
on
no,
our
no.
car that's
right.
like Disney, blah blah blah. Like
no.
we're at least like discreet about it. But then once we're there,
y'all are like intense.
Yeah.
Like, even when I see the pictures of your trips and like you, like it's crazy and the amount of money like. When you go there, like, I think you forget about price tags. Like,
yeah, you do. You're just going to this, like, whoa.
You're, like, in another
mom.
Zone.
Okay.
These
I
people
know.
Get into a zone.
We spent a lot of money. My dad's still talking about it. Like, just on the margaritas that we got in Mexico in Epcot. Like, we just wanted to grab some margaritas.
Yes.
It's, like, it's just way more expensive than going to your local margarita joint and right. grabbing some margs together. It's like such a ripoff sometimes, but it's still so fun. And they were really good.
And you guys, you're going to, I mean, I can't wait for your future kids because they're going to be so into Disney.
I was just
also
calculating how many more years my family has. My parents have the Disney Vacation Club because they're Disney Vacation Club members, so we get to stay in all the resorts and get all this cool access to things or take the cruise. And they've been members since the 90s. So I think we have like 12 more years. I'm like,
plenty
okay.
of time. Yeah. Yes, like, you got okay. plenty of time.
But because it's not affordable anymore.
Well, but there's so many cool things. Like, I went to Disney World when I was a kid, but my parents weren't into it. But like, so I see the huge contrast because now, like, Ryan and Liana have their lanyards and they want their pins. You know.
I got to start that. I'm not good at the lanyards with the pins. I'll start it once I have kids, I think.
Yeah. But then there's me, like, I guess cynical me, that I'm like, all these are made in China. Like, this isn't from Epcot. Like, this isn't from, you know, it's like, but, and then I'll be like, that princess doesn't even look like Mulan. Like, you know, or like, Merida did not look like Merida. But anyway, I think it's just like, because you need to get into the whole magic of it all. And once you
embrace it,
it is so cool and so fun. So for those of you who might be like me, like, what? This is not even, like, I went through the Moana ride or whatever. It was so cool because I'm like, oh, wow, I have magic.
Yeah,
too.
It's like, the walkthrough. You know, I love the walkthrough. It's so cool.
But imagine, like, not having that attitude, right?
I mean, I remember thinking as a kid, like, I wonder, because we go every year, like, when this is going to stop, because, like, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
It never stopped. We just kept going, and it's just now it's just, like, something that my family likes to do together. And my mom comes along. She doesn't ride everything, but she enjoys it. So
I think it's such a – it's so awesome because – you can put your mind there and you can, like, still think
that
way.
And I'm glad I've Disney adulted now for several years so that when I do have kids, I'm super excited to do all the kids stuff.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm literally not going to just, like, go to a character breakfast with all adults. Like, they're expensive and, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So once I finally have kids or go with, like, a family with kids, like, all that stuff that we don't do, we'll definitely do. Where you're kind of on reverse. You're seeing some of the things that we're doing and you're like, oh, that would be fun. But, like, I can't bring the kids to, like, in that area or whatever because it might be, like, adult only or something.
But you need the kids as, like, an excuse. Like, you were, like, Daniel has pictures of him. I showed her, like, he's in the Tower of Terror by himself.
Yeah.
And he got the picture and it's, like, all these strangers. But he's like, I'm going to get on this thing.
Yeah.
And there's, like, new ones, but you keep up with it. So
I would go to Disney. Like, now, as an adult, I would go by myself if I needed to. Because my family goes down there every year for the big golf show that goes on. Because my dad's a PGA professional. If for some reason, like, they couldn't or wouldn't go, I would go by myself. Which is so weird.
It's not weird because there are a lot of people like that. So I think this is a great idea. I hope that they start, like, a whole wedding shindig.
Yes, I want to see relationships and then a reality show on the Disney dating thing. And then Disney weddings, because I'm fascinated by them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We'll be right back.
So this New York Post article is getting attention online, claiming 90s kids are more emotionally damaged parents, blaming it on the movies and shows that they watched as kids. While they may have been rated G and PG, many involved what might be considered traumatic subject matter, like Bambi, The Lion King featured parents who had died, or My Girl, where the main character's best friend is stung to death by bees.
Oh, gosh. Home Alone, getting left alone.
I know, right? That's another one. So the author says it's led to today's parents putting stricter limits on screen time and content.
I don't think it has anything to do with the movies that we loved and watched.
No.
I watched Bambi many times because we're a big deer family. This sounds brutal, but my dad hunts, so we have lots of deer heads on the wall. And now at my dad's older age, I think he actually feels too bad to go shoot deer. So.
Well, I mean.
And so we love Bambi, moral of the story. Home Alone, iconic movie. All these movies are so good.
Like,
we're just all social media crazy people with absurd rules now.
Yes.
I'm sure I'll be the same way when I'm a parent.
Well, I think that it's all about how you look at it, because my mom's favorite Disney movie is Bambi. And the reason is because Thumper. And she, growing up, she always said,
Bambi,
say what Thumper, like, do what Thumper does. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And so she's always said that to us. And so it's like those little tidbits that you get. I mean,
My mom was Cruella De Vil for Halloween. She pulled it off so well. She got the wig,
the big fur. Yes.
And I just think I loved it. I mean, but that's not like a great character. She was trying to kill dogs. Like, but I was watching that. I mean, you know, like whatever.
There's all kinds of movies and
Ursula.
You know, yes.
My mom loves the villains.
Oh, isn't there like a villain thing?
Yeah, there is. Lexi likes the villains too.
Oh yeah. Well, I only like Ursula as the villain.
I love Ursula.
Ursula's great.
There's this Ursula like kind of blow up Halloween costume. She's like the octopus lady in Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it so much. So no, I don't think that we can blame it on the movies and shows that we watched. Okay.
No. And look at the shows now. Like, what are we watching? Like,
literally, I just watched something on Netflix that's appeared kind of like one of those cheesy kind of romance but with some action thrown in there type of things. They were literally showing people getting their heads shot off and blood and guts. I'm like, what is this? This looked like it was going to be like this cute little like romantic. No, it was like bleh!
I know.
It was like jumping. So yeah, I think that like we're watching all kinds of stupid stuff now and
I think it's fine. Actually, my kids, they watched Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team. Anyway, very famous movie, and like they say, like bad mother, whatever. And so that's the only thing that they've caught on to, but they know not to say it.
Ooh,
yeah,
but did you forget that was in there or something?
Well, we're kind of at like Ryan wanted to see them. It's a good movie. It's like a it's like any sports movie, like Mighty Ducks. It was like a, you kind of. This triumphant win from people who are telling you can't do stuff or whatever. And so it's a good moral of the story.
Okay.
There's just like some bad words here and there, but I much rather be the one to say this is not okay. And instead of you hearing it and then repeating it and
totally or hearing a friend say it and you don't really know what it means.
Yes.
And you repeat it and get in trouble kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I would rather that too. That's why I'd rather just be like have open conversations and
like we talked about being drunk because for some reason Liana found out about how you can get drunk, right? And being drunk is being crazy in her head. So she's like last night she was like, I can't eat any more carrots, mommy, because I'm just going to be drunk.
Off carrots.
And I'm like, I don't think she
How do you even explain that?
I don't know, but it's a pretty good excuse.
Wow.
Yeah. She's trying to incorporate that in her vocabulary.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know. All right, friends. Well, we are so glad that you joined us for this edition of Caroline and Rashi. We're out of time, but we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.